Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. Hello, everybody, and good afternoon. My name is Lewis Shoup, and welcome to another fantastic episode of the WTF Files, where I open my thick file cabinet and I read out what some of the things that are inside, which is literally amazing. This will be a daily feature, I'm intending this to be. And to continue on where we went on our show yesterday, we're just starting out. This is episode number 2, and this episode will try to get more involved in what I'm intending this show to become, which is basically a rallying point for the resistance against Trump and the Trumpanites as they attempt to rape, pillage, and plunder our American government. In a few moments, I expect to be joined by my co-host, which would be Robert Trotner, and we will discuss mostly local things. But I wanted to take this moment to say that I'm, for anybody else who's listening, as well as myself, I am now holding this about maybe 2 feet away from my face using the speakerphone part. I like the speakerphone feature of Blog Talk Radio because it will allow me to do a show at least once a day, no matter where I am. And it is my intent to travel a lot in this coming year, rallying the forces of resistance to mount as good a resistance as possible while doing everything legal and above the board. I had to throw that in there in case the NSA is still listening to me, which they do quite frequently. So among other interesting things I wanted to point out, the latest deal with Trump, as far as the Republicans go last week, they passed this program called the RAINS Act. They did this a couple of days ago. It gives them veto power over any rules enacted by any federal agency or department. For example, the FDA or the EPA. If they ban a drug or a pesticide, Congress can overrule that based on lobbyists, not scientists. So that means that, again, with the FCC, if they decide to write a rule and the Republican Congress doesn't like this, this RAINS Act will allow them to overwrite that rule, telling the FCC go fuck off and die in the corner while they choke in the bathtub to death. So among other things today, you notice in the news we have a story about the Golden Globes and Meryl Streep and how she had a tweet fest or tweet storm launched against her by Donald Trump. If you notice, when stories like this come out, it's usually a smokescreen for other events that are happening under the hood. For example, with all these people in Trump's cabinet, they're trying to ram through all the confirmation hearings this week, including one special day when they will have not one, not two, but 5 confirmation hearings trying to get these people ramrodded through so that Congress can so-called get to work on getting rid of the American the Obamacare bill, which they want to work on this week as well. Let's see, among other interesting things, House GOP expressly forbids the Congressional Budget Office from reporting or tracking any costs associated to the repeal of the ACA. He also said last week about wanting to get American taxpayers to pay for the wall until he can talk Mexico into it, supposedly. I'd like to see how well that works out. Let's see now. Political appointees. There, here we go. House brings back the Holman rule, allowing them to reduce an individual civil service SES position or political appointee's salary to $1, effectively firing them by amendment to any piece of legislation. I fear what's going to happen when they start using that. Here we go. I see Robert is calling in. Can you hear me yet, Robert? Hello? Let's try giving him voice. Robert, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can
yes,
now,
I
yes. Have... I had to flick a virtual switch here in the console.
The beauty of
Talk Talk Radio is that I'm looking at a virtual console, which is basically a special web page that allows me to control callers and other aspects of the show, where if you remember our previous show, Lehigh Valley Caffeinated, that interface on a computer, on a separate local computer, was controlling everything locally. But now with this Blog Talk Radio, everything is controlled remotely. And at the end of the broadcast, it even gives me a nice 27 meg MP3 that I can use for archive wherever else I want. But I was explaining earlier before you called on, I'm really liking this Blog Talk Radio platform. It has potential. It has potential for a wide-ranging reach of people. It is my hope to endeavor to rally the troops around, so to speak, to become a central focus point where the resistance can form around, and where in a period of time we'll give them a schedule. It's not going to be a very big schedule today, but it's going to be a daily feature, intending to be a daily feature, where at the end of the show we will give the listening audiences a calendar of events in the near future where they can demonstrate their frustrations towards President, I'll call him Trump, or better yet, I'll call him President Laptop. All right?
Okay. All right. What is it? What is it?
Are you familiar with the name Rathcock?
No, I am not. I thought you said Trump.
Rathcock. Well, it's almost as bad. Rathcock is the name of a president played by Charlie Sheen, or in the movie he goes by his given name, Carlos Estevez. This is in the movie Machete Kills Again. The story about a former Federalis agent named, played by Danny Trejo, who loves killing people with machetes. And it's a Trump-type president, played by Charlie Sheen, who sends him to Mexico to kill people with a machete south of the border where they had already built a wall.
Oh, the wall.
Yeah.
In the movie, did the Mexicans pay for it? And did the Mexicans pay for the wall in the movie, or did the Americans... Hello?
That plot device was not revealed in the movie. We don't know who paid for the wall, but there is a wall in the movie.
There is a wall.
And it is Rathcock who sends Machete Cortez back to the south side of the border to kill some lunatic with a nuclear bomb. But other than to say that it was a very enjoyable movie. I saw it again myself the other night. And in light of Trump and all that he promises and all that he's failed to promise and his promise of terror that he's going to bring to the American public, I just thought the movie really resembled real life there in a lot of different ways. I recommend to see Machete and Machete Kills Again. And there's even a rumor, so far unsubstantiated, that sometime this year there will be a Machete Kills in Space movie. Because in the beginning of Machete Kills Again, there's a campy fake trailer for the movie Machete Kills Again in Space. And people have been after the third movie while he's still alive. Danny Trejo is up in his 70s. Okay, he should be living it up somewhere in Cancun on the beach. He deserves it. But while he's still alive, trying to get him to make this movie while he's still alive yet, which would be totally awesome.
Interesting. I know Emilio Estevez. I don't know Danny Trejo. I'm not acquainted with the name. But of course, I'm not acquainted with any reference to pop culture after 1980, so that would explain that.
Well, this would be 2012, the second movie came out.
Yeah, I'll see that.
The whole thing at the time. It's beyond my level of involvement here with our program today.
Okay. So where are we up to in our program today?
Just to give a recap here of what we're going through in the near future. Tomorrow's going to be a big day for you and I, Robert.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Very busy.
We've got two big meetings coming up tomorrow during the day. You and I are both meeting with State Representative Mike Schlossberg tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. And this will be my golden opportunity to tell him how much I love filming the back of his head. Because the other day when we were recording the press conference with Senator,
Casey, Obamacare
Casey.
Conference. Friday and Friday at 11, the Obamacare conference.
It's very noticeable that the silhouette of Mike Schlossberg's head is in the foreground of this video. It looks like I'm pirating a movie in a movie theater, and Mike Schlossberg is in the audience. So I can tell him all about that.
That's right.
It's also my hope for tomorrow. Now tomorrow I plan on pimping out the show on Facebook and on Twitter. And it's also during this point in time when I'm hopeful to have a small 5 or 10 minute interview with State Representative Mike Schlossberg as he intends on leading his own resistance cell here in the Lehigh Valley. I'll know more about the date on that tomorrow, but I think it's another week or so. He created a Facebook event where he intends to lead his own resistance.
Ah, good. Okay.
So this is a good thing. And our second appointment tomorrow afternoon, and you reminded me of this, thank you very much, Robert, is at 4 p.m. tomorrow with Alan Jennings, who is the big cheese behind the Community Action Committee of the Lehigh Valley, which is one of the largest nonprofit groups and an umbrella nonprofit group here in the Lehigh Valley for other ventures that are starting out as well. So Robert and I will be both busy very, very much so tomorrow. There will be no show tomorrow. But you have our promise from now on that when we go to schedule our interviews and our meetings with the various political elites in our planet Earth, attempt to avoid the hour of 4 o'clock p.m. so that we can come and bring this show to you on an almost daily basis, unless we get lucky enough to have one as a live guest. In which case, we'll have a live chat set where you can chat your questions, or maybe we'll have a call in. You can call in directly to said guest here at that time. Stay tuned. We're going to have some nice, decent people here as a guest as this show will evolve. So that's what we're doing
now
tomorrow.
Now, the other thing I wanted to add was also, if people can make it, we can't make it because we have the 11 o'clock meeting with Michael Schlossberg. But there's a 10 o'clock anti-Trump rally at 10 a.m. at the, I don't know if it's called Coca-Cola Park or it's actually at Lehigh Valley Pick. It's at 555 Union Boulevard, the old Western Union building. And that's by Make the Road activist group. It's a union group and it's activist group at 1017 Hamilton Street, and they'll be having a rally, a huge rally, I believe in front of the building at 555 Union Boulevard at 10 a.m., and that's going to be a big rally, probably covered by the newspapers and stuff, and that should be big. Now, you remember that the unemployment, you know, there's still things that are pending with the budget, a lot of things, but especially two things. The unemployed state unemployment workers who were laid off right before Christmas by Pat Brown. And they haven't been rehired. And they're about to go to unemployment, but they have no job. There's been no allocation. There were like three or four centers closed across the country. And also the casino bill that Pat Brown hasn't been able to get passed, and they have to get that also passed within the next they have to get that passed for next week, or they're in danger of losing all the casino revenues. Allentown will lose $3.7 million. I think Bethlehem will lose $5 million. Sands is refusing to kick in their share. But that's beside the point. However, we do have those deadlines coming up with the State House, and we do have this big rally with Make the Road at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning that I wanted to bring up. And then,
okay,
of course,
well,
the city council and the county council
are interested. That event will be going on as well. The big thing we're looking forward to is this coming Sunday, where we have two major events coming up.
Yes.
Our first one, I don't recall actually the first one, Robert, so help me out a little bit. The first one is at 12 o'clock, is it?
12 o'clock at Social Security Building. As of now, it's 12 o'clock. My understanding, it's going to be a big rally, probably 50 people at the Social Security office in Allentown. That's between Hamilton and Linden on 4th Street, the big white building across from the prison. And that will be going on at noon.
There may be a... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yes, there may be a special guest star, a big special guest star.
It
That's still in negotiation.
I don't want to say who it is just yet because... it's still tentative and it's still being worked on.
But it's big.
And then later on in the day, at 7 o'clock...
Oh, by the way, that's the one at noon is the MoveOn.org rally, if I'm not mistaken. And then the one at 7 p.m. that you're going to talk about momentarily is the Our Revolution, or do I have it backwards?
Kind of, sort of. Move On
okay,
will be involved with Our Revolution as well as other liberal activist groups, maybe some non-liberal groups may be interested as well. It is an inaugural event where we want to gather up as many people who are interested in this resistance as possible and tell them what kind of plans that we have going forward to leave this charge, to make sure that none of Donald Trump's appointees get appointed, that his legislation stalls, and that we basically just do to stonewall this guy and his agenda. It is that toxic.
Well,
that's the point.
I never, I never thought I'd see the day where I'd actually be afraid of any presidential candidate that got elected, but. In 65 years, I never saw that before. I never near saw it. Bush, Reagan, Clinton, any one of those. But now it's a really scary time, I think, for this guy. Huh?
We're adults. Trump is a 70-year-old child who never grew up, never got spanked, who got coddled by his dad. His dad gave him how much money to start his own business? And he did this on the backs of so many people that he screwed over and didn't pay.
Mm-hmm.
And now him and his richest cabinet to ever be assembled.
Yeah.
I mean, this is making the Bilderbergs look like our rascals, our little gang.
I've heard of those guys. I've heard of those guys, the Bilderbergs. Yeah, I seem to remember that. But also, what, four people from Goldman Sachs, I believe? In his new administration, I think it's four now and counting.
That will be as well come Sunday evening. We're hoping it just turns out interest for a lot of people. And we're going to be talking about that well in the coming days.
Talk more.
I'll take that to mean that Robert's kind of muffled at the moment. So. To continue onward, as I said, Sunday night, we're hosting this event to illuminate, enlighten, and educate everybody who shows up about how best we're going to delegitimize the Trump presidency, where less than 25% of the population in this country actually voted for him. First off, there's the stat that's no longer disputed that less than 50% of the entire American population registered to vote actually went out and voted, okay? And of this percentage, less than 24% of the registered voters in this country went out and voted for Trump. Slightly less voted for Clinton. Way less voted for Johnson and Stein. And so with stats like that, the Republican majority, they call themselves, and Trump are saying they have a mandate to enact their laws that have already been crafted and ready to go, like literally at the start of a start gun. But just remember this, ladies and gentlemen, less than 24% of the people out there that are registered to vote ended up voting for Trump. And that was enough for him to claim a mandate, even though that's not really what happened. Robert, are you still out there with us?
Yeah, can you hear me? Can you
I
hear
can
me?
I can now. Yeah, for a while at first.
Okay, well, that's fine. The meeting we're having Sunday night at 7 will be at the Hamilton Brew Works. We're setting up for 100. We expect at least 60. This is the follow-up. We already had one meeting of our group, our revolution back in December. One of the many things we're looking at is candidates for local office, identifying and helping candidates to run for local office throughout the Lehigh Valley. We have 4 or 5 already. We want progressive candidates. The revolution starts at the local level. And the last meeting we had, 30? The meeting we had Hamilton Business Center. And this time we could have anywhere from 60 to 100. We're set up for 100 the Hamilton Business Center. It's Rich's Brew Works at 818 Hamilton Street at 7 p.m. on Sunday night. So I just want to make sure it wasn't just about an anti-Trump agenda. It's a lot more than that. We want to identify candidates. We want to help them run. We want to develop a platform of important issues.
Among that platform, for example, is getting big money out of politics, which in this day seems like a far bigger job than it was when Robert and I first started this 3 years ago.
Amazing
things have generated.
It's got a people are rebelling. I mean, Trump talked about draining the swamp, and he said he was shocked how people liked that message. So he kept repeating it. He kept repeating it, but he didn't get the message.
Of course, because he doesn't get the message. He flies like a lumpy rug, terribly.
Yeah.
and people are just buying it up. They're eating it up. They're pretending like he's on TV and that everything he says is okay. But this is not TV. This is real life. And the damage potential is extreme. This is a boss fight for American democracy, literally. Never in our history have we had somebody so unqualified as Donald Trump to become president. Even, what's his name? The kid from Mad Magazine, Alfred E. Newman. He could do a better job than Trump. And he wouldn't even worry about it.
I don't hate Trump. I'm just afraid of him, what he could do to this country. And one of the things is he talked so much about draining the swamp and people cheered him. And I'm for that 100%. But he's sending all these Wall Street people over to Capitol Hill to be approved. And they haven't even submitted their ethics statements. They can't even be evaluated for conflict of interest or for anything else. The senators aren't going to have the information they need to vote. And Donald Trump says, and Reince Priebus says, move them through. We got to get them in. We don't need it. They have all the Senate has all the information they need to vote.
Yeah, Mitch McConnell says everybody, all the Democrats should literally grow up. It's talking about an old man, of course, who has no chin. You ever look at a picture of Mitch McConnell and see that he has no chin? It all goes down to this flap of skin in the front of his neck. Can't even see his apple, Adam's apple. Is he really a man or is he just an old lady bagging it up? But these things are neither here nor there. Are you still there, Robert?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, we're going to wrap up here for today momentarily. We just wanted to get out day two here of what will evolve to become our local resistance cell. In the near future, we're going to be expanding to an hour as well as have interviews. Our calendar section will be much more expanded, much more spit and polished. Shortly down the road, we're going to be integrating our new Blog Talk Radio show with our website, realchange.us. You'll be able to go to realchange.us and view any episode as well as see the comments. I want to develop an active and vibrant comment section on realchange.us revolving around each of our episodes. We're going to build this out to what I'm hoping to be a quality audio product that is geared towards the end of day commuter going home. It will give a description of the daily what the fucks that have been happening in DC and elsewhere on this planet Earth, so that the evening commuter could say, press a button on this application, and lo and behold, up will pop our show, and we hope to entertain, we hope to enlighten, and we hope to build up the resistance so that we can really make America great and get rid of these Trumpers, get rid of these Republican people who think they're working for us all, but what they say and what they do are two different things. I've seen it before, and I'm sorry to say we will see it again real soon. With that thought, my name is Louis Shoup. And for the absent Rob Trotner, I'm going to say this is it. And thank you very much for joining us. And see us Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. for another exciting adventure in what the fuck comes out of my file cabinet. Talk to you then.